Welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Louisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Louisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.louisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Louisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Louisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, no, wait a minute. How about this is a great morning, awesome morning, and I know that you are in a great place. You are, I can just tell. Well, it's going to be a great show today. We want to first, before we get started, we want to say welcome back to our Wednesday morning motivator, Mr. Versi L. Walker. How's the world traveler doing this morning?
Doing well, and great, and thank you so much. How are you doing?
Oh, listen, I am super fantastic. When I thought about, wow, you know, what the day might hold, just thinking about what the day might hold, I mean, I sprang out of bed.
So there's enthusiasm and optimism.
I gotta go. I said I can't. I gotta go see what's gonna happen today. What can I make? Yes. What can I get my little hands into? So welcome back, Mr. Walker. Tell me your vacation. You were out there on the seas. Wow. I thought about that song. You know, he traveled the world and the seven seas. I was like, wow. How was it?
You know what? Wonderful, wonderful. You know, just had an opportunity to get away, an opportunity just, you know, to see things differently and just, you know, just refocus and rededicate myself. And you don't realize that when you go on vacation that that's what you're doing. You're helping to, you know, renew your mind, renew your body, renew your spirit. So it was a fantastic time. You know, I can't say enough about it. And, you know, just it was over at the right time, but just over too soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You get to do it all over again because, you see, that's the beauty of having your own business. That's the beauty of living in your passion and your dream. Vacations are something that we can thoroughly enjoy, but we can also do as much of it as we, you know what I mean? We can do more of it than just what some people are, you know, held to that one particular time a year. But when you
Correct.
Are an entrepreneur, when you're living your dream, living your life on purpose, one of the benefits is that you get to do what you love to do. And if you love taking vacations four times a year, well, guess what? You can order your year like that.
Just like that. And I know And that was kind of one of the reasons as I started changing my life about 15 years ago, rethinking my pattern and what I wanted out of life to afford myself an opportunity like what just took place. And I believe it was 3 or 4 years ago, no, it was actually 5 years ago when I first became self-employed. I went to Martha's Vineyard with a friend of mine, but I had 5 or 6 business retail locations between New York, Washington State, and Oregon State. So he tells the hotel, he tells the maitre d', he tells everybody he can, when this guy comes in, he's going to meet me here, when he comes in, take his cell phone and take his laptop. So I didn't know what he was saying. But when I got there, they were like, you know, you're not supposed to be on the laptop. If Mr. Derek sees you, we're going to get in trouble. Because he knew that I wasn't able to disconnect. But he didn't understand by having 5 or 6 retail outlets, that meant it was 18 to 21 people that I had to make sure was accountable for where they were at. So it was hard for me to have a vacation at that time. It was hard for me to disconnect and enjoy all of Martha's Vineyard had to offer. So I was still at work and wasn't able to relax. It was this vacation and one that I took last year when I decided not to be just a business owner but become an entrepreneur that actually afforded me that opportunity to relax. So I was able to, you know, to really look at the vastness of the opportunity, to look at all the surroundings that were, you know, bestowed upon me that I was fortunate enough to take advantage of. And it was great. So my appreciation level is heightened, obviously. My awareness is heightened. My relationship is heightened. But again, I'm more relaxed and I'm at ease. I was able to actually disconnect, where before on that Martha's Vineyard trip, it was probably day 4 where I felt comfortable enough because I didn't have the resources or didn't entrust in those resources that I was employing to be there to do a great job without me. And most of the time they couldn't, even though I tried to release them and I tried to prepare them and myself prior to this vacation, it didn't happen. But this time around, it did, and I'm so thankful, so grateful.
Awesome. Well, you know, that's how it is. But you know, that's one thing I continue to preach and speak about. And one of my favorite quotes, and I'm not sure exactly who coined it, but it says, when you love your work, you never work a day in your life.
Your life, correct.
And I so thank God that I have, you know, work that I absolutely love. For instance, this radio show. I love this show. And I'm telling you, Mr. Walker, it's been a whirlwind. And people are actually saying hello from the chat room, Mr. I really can't tell, but Navaxor. Okay, maybe that's it. Navaxor is saying good morning, Mr. Walker. Also, Ms. Patricia Martin is also in the chat room. We want to welcome you on the switchboard. Your call is important. We thank you that you're here. Also, I believe we also have a new caller. I see a new area code number. I believe this is their first time listening from area code 301, but we certainly welcome each and every one of you. Mr. Walker, it's been blowing up. We've had some awesome, awesome times here in the morning. Yesterday, we had a young man, 19 years old, who called in, and I'm telling you, this person has stated out of their own mouth some goals that he has for himself. He's very serious, and I was so thankful that Mr. J was also on the line because I really wanted this young man, 19 years old, to hear from a male. I understand women, we are great teachers as well, but it's something like having a man tell another man and a young man how powerful and dynamic his life is going to be. So I certainly thank Mr. J for standing in for that. But I encourage the young man to please tune back in and let him know that you are going to be here this morning sharing a very powerful message that everyone is about to hear in just a few more minutes. But I also want to mention we had a very young man calling in, young boy actually, 6 years old, on his way to school the first day.
He was listening to
6 years old in the first grade. He was listening to Morning Motivation. Here's a young man that we got on air and reminded me that last year he was in the kindergarten and this year he's first grade. And this was the morning, what I was talking about yesterday was about progress and how to document the progress that you make. So it was just so timely and just so you know how God does. He does all things well. But I was saying that so all next week I will be in Virginia Beach on vacation, but absolutely doing the show every morning. I am so looking forward. And if there was a way I could get that laptop out on that beach and sit there on the beach, would do it. Let me tell you, you just don't know. I would love to be staring at the ocean, sitting on the beach, doing motivation.
And you will, and you will, and you're going to enjoy it. You deserve it. You really do.
Can't wait. I can't wait. And but we are here this morning, Wednesday. You all have been waiting for this. Many of you have called in last week, and we weren't able to make the connection, so I know you're starved by now. So I'm going to turn Mr. Walker loose with his message. I just want to say thank you for tuning in again for another segment, and good morning to everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Mr. Walker, what do you have in store for us this week?
Well, you know, it was actually, first I want to start off again by saying good morning once again to everybody, and also to say I'm back. And again, I hope everyone had a great week last week in spite of me not being able to call in and connect and make things happen. I was, you know, struggling with that during that entire time period because I'm very committed and very focused and dedicated to this show and to the people who call in because they support us and show us, you know, that we're doing the right thing and that we're on track and they enjoy our focus and they definitely enjoy our purpose. And I just like to give that because I feel that energy. A lot of our callers don't always chime in during our session, but again, a lot of the posts, a lot of the emails and the comments thereafter, and some of our callers even take some of the sound bites of what I said or what you said and post it on their status or post it on their updates on their Facebook. And that says a lot and that means a lot. So not being able to call in, again, internally, I struggled with that because although I was on vacation, this is still, as you said, my passion. So it feels like I'm never working. So, again, I do apologize for not being able to reach out and reflect. I hope so many did go back to the archives and enjoy the previous shows and the previous conversations and the previous topics that we had and to allow them to be able to get that nourishment, to be able to replenish themselves until this very day. So again, gang, I'm back, and I hope everyone had a enjoyable weekend, definitely a safe and great Labor Day weekend. Also, I want to say thank you for those callers, you know, constantly calling in, constantly giving their shout-outs, showing their support and their love for what we do, and also to you, Coach, for allowing me once again to share with your audience on your platform and let them know that this is a collaborative, collective effort, and we can only go further when we support one another and show and bring different formats, different people to the table because our experiences, although similar, are still uniquely different. And people need to understand that we can sit at the table and have a philosophical discussion and have philosophical views that are different from one another, but still have appreciation for what one another has to bring to the table. So often we look in the mirror and tear down ourselves on a daily basis, the things that we don't like, the stretch mark, the cellulite, our nose is crooked, our daddy's eyes, our mother's hair, and we complain as opposed to just being excited and happy about our strength. To know that we are a great humanitarian, that we're a contributor to this wonderful place that we call Earth. And that, you know what, even when God said, and this too is good, even before he had completed the process of creating this great Earth, before he separated the heavens and the earth, before he separated the water from the earth and made things to the way it was, before he even created the animals and us human beings, he said, it is good. So it wasn't that it is good and I don't have people on it. It wasn't that it's okay. He said, and it is good. And we need to do that same thing. And that's what vacations, that's what the show, that's what the relationship that we're cultivating and bringing together. I know you spoke last week about this being the last quarter of the year, the last 3 months, people letting go and renewing, people getting rid of toxic relationships and reevaluating where they're at as the year is starting to progress. as things are starting to change, as we're coming into the holiday season, we're trying to, you know, reevaluate. Summer is concluding, and now there's a new season, and we have to embrace that. You know, the great part about yesterday for me was that my 5-year-old son was going to kindergarten for the first time. His excitement was startling. The guy was so excited the day before he wanted to pull out his own clothes. I'm like, great, son, go ahead. He pulled out a pair of blue jeans, a long sleeve Oxford shirt, and he said, I'm going to wear a tie. I'm like, you don't need to wear a tie to kindergarten. Yes, Dad, that's what I want to do. And I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to pull that away from him because he had a vision of what his first day wanted to be. But he made my vision of that day even greater because of his enthusiasm and his willingness to go, his willingness to be a part of. He wasn't relentless. He was just resilient. And I appreciate everything about what children bring to this universe because they still bring hope and optimism. I also, before really getting started, I want to go ahead and say a few things. I know I'm going to be with you on the 21st there in New Jersey. No, I think it's Pennsylvania on the 21st. I'll be there again to support you. For those people who are in the Virginia, D.C., and also Maryland area, I will be at the Ronald Reagan National Airport there in D.C. doing the book signing at the Parodies Bookshop, which is actually kind of like a Hudson newsstand. So I will be there doing that as well, and have a few interviews coming up, and I'll keep everyone informed as that progresses. But I just want to make sure that people knew somewhat of the calendar of things that are coming up. Now, today, I'm sorry.
And definitely, I'm sure you will have that on your Facebook page and also on your website. And
that is people correct.
Can go to your website. Give them your website again for those who may not have it.
Yep, that's www.versiewalker.com, and that's spelled V as in victory, E-R-S-I-E, walker.com, and I will be updating the calendar today, so that information will be available. I also had an opportunity, I think, about a month ago, I expressed to you and the listeners of my trip to the Carolinas and how I had visited the International Civil Rights Museum, the first of its kind, innovative, state-of-the-art. That museum is actually denoting the time period of 1960 when the North Carolina Four set in the Woolworths in protest of segregation. And they just opened up the museum this year, and I was actually there on July 25th, which marked the ending of the Civil Rights Movement and had the opportunity to be blessed to not only see the museum, but to take part in the commencement celebration that was happening across the street at the actual hotel. And while I was there, because I'm always conscious and always thinking about how can I have my vision displayed and prominent and available for individuals when I'm not even there. So I spoke with the manager of the bookstore inside of the Civil Rights Museum, and when I came back on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, by 5:15, I had an email from the young lady stating that they're considering having my books in that bookstore located in North Carolina. So that was, again, just kind of a caveat, a great ending to a wonderful week, a wonderful 2 weeks of vacation to hear that. So for those people in North Carolina, my books will be soon available to you. And, again, those in D.C., Maryland, and the Virginia area, I will be there on the 17th doing the book signing. If there's anyone who wants to put a face with this voice, please come by. Stop by, get your autograph, say hi, and let's make things happen.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. So that's Friday, September 17th. That's actually next Friday.
That is next Friday. So we're going to make things happen. Just, again, keeping people in the loop and affording them the opportunity to, again, see us, feel us, hear us, and be a part of what we're doing, because actually this thing that we're doing is gaining so much speed and so much momentum. It's a whirlwind, but if anyone knows me, I'm continuously grounded, you know, always, you know, steadfast, and we all, just, you know, I speak for myself, but also I believe I speak for you as well. We will always be connected. Hello?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay. That is great. Yes. We're great. On the move.
So now, today's topic I'm actually going to discuss innovation and imagination. Today is actually the first time that I've been able to fully express the joy that I have and the appreciation from the feeling that I get or the sense that I get since returning back from this whirlwind vacation with my family. Now, I vacationed for a week and a half. My travels took me from New York to Orlando, where we spent several days in Disney, then on to Miami, where we boarded a ship. From there, we went to Key West and also Cozumel, Mexico. And after returning, we returned back to Miami. And just from an impromptu, spontaneous statement, we were headed back to Orlando, but we decided to go just 10 minutes away from the cruise ship and was able to enjoy the beautiful, sunny beaches of Miami, Florida. And for me, that was really kind of the icing on the cake. Here I am with my children in the ocean in Miami Beach. What better place to be? What better place to end a vacation that started out so phenomenally well? I tell you, and I mentioned this, I think, three shows ago, where I was in the right place and these opportunities for me to meet and see people just came about from me being able to see the gentleman who wrote the book and his inspired movie, The Pursuit of Happiness, for me to meet and see Jermaine Dupri. While I was at Disney during the first leg of the vacation, I had the opportunity to have dinner at ESPN right there on Disney's property. Unbeknownst to me, they actually have the sports announcement each week, Monday through Friday, right there in their very facility. So I'm standing there watching these two gentlemen do what you and I do, but I'm face to face. I was in awe. And then they took a break, and they came out, and they spoke to the people. We're shaking hands. My daughter's talking to them, introducing themselves. And I mentioned my book. I mentioned I came from Chicago. They understood immediately. They have their children. You know, these are men maybe 10, 20 years my senior, but their children live in Chicago. But the program director heard what I said and told me, you know what, if you leave your kids right here, you know, to talk to these gentlemen, come on into the sound booth. Let me show you how things work. That's principles. That's God in action. Because I had no idea that, one, we were going to eat there. Two, didn't know that this activity takes place. And three, to be invited inside of the very place that I would like to spend a great majority of my time, being able to reach out to more people. So I saw how they, you know, look up information and post it on the computer screen that then goes to the TV. I saw how the guys interacted and how they communicated, how they talked and shared information and the callers they were calling in. I was amazed. So again, this is how my vacation started. And then to end up in Miami Beach was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And for so many people, we don't get this opportunity because we're not receptive and open enough to take those chances. We won't step outside of our comfort zone. We only like White Castles and McDonald's, and that's the only place we choose to eat. But I tried someplace different, someplace new, and the opportunity for me came about. Now, after leaving Miami, we traveled just 30 minutes north to Tampa, whereby we met up with family and friends and decided to have dinner and discovered this nice little soul food restaurant. Sat there, ate, and had a ball. I think they thought we were crazy because we had found some comfort in the food that we had been eating, but what we were used to eating, and we enjoyed that time. And after leaving that, we went back to Orlando to finish up one more day of Disney. And the experience was overwhelming. Now, I share most of this with all of you, not to say, look at what I did, but to point out, look at what can be done with a little initiative and a whole lot of imagination. Now, I just mentioned the word initiative and a lot of imagination. I didn't say anything about cost. Obviously, there was a cost and an expense to this vacation. But more importantly, there was a benefit surrounding such a vacation. In fact, I'm incorrect even stating that it was an expense. It was an investment. So many of us We'll place an investment on our bodies, on our being. We'll buy the fanciest clothes, drive the fanciest cars, but we won't put that investment in ourselves and especially in our mind. See, when you invest in your mind, all the things you say you're doing, what you do for, benefits. When you invest in your mind, you then can support your children because you then can now take the time to realize what's important. You can now afford yourself opportunities that would not have been given to you prior to that investment. Going out, taking that vacation, indulging in the spa, buying an educational CD, turning off the TV to connect with your children and your loved ones, discovering the true you. So it takes an initiative and a whole lot of imagination, and the expense then becomes just an investment. Lalisa, you know, truth be told, since embarking on my entrepreneurial endeavor and becoming an author and a public speaker, I've been living my life's dream. But it's been my wife who has been supportive and the primary wage owner. I want to say this again. It's been my wife who has been the supporter and the primary wage earner. To be honest, it's been a struggle, as well as a humbling experience, because I'm accustomed to or used to contributing to my existence. If anything, I've never not had money. I've never not had gainful employment. I've never not had the kind of cars I want to drive. And not to, again, to say I'm bragging, but I, whatever it was, if it was just a dune buggy, I had it. If it was just $5 that I earned from cutting someone's hair or working on someone's, you know, yard, I had it. But at this point in time, in 2009, when I made the decision to leave the retail environment, to no longer be just a business owner and a manager, and stepped over into entrepreneurship, I let everything go. See, for me, it's hard to straddle in between two worlds. It's hard for me to straddle working at McDonald's and then working on my dream, because I'm so used and so accustomed to shutting down and cutting out, because I have to engage and indulge and involve myself 100% in what I'm doing, because that's the way I'm going to get the best return and the commitment, because people want to see that. I used to hate back in the 80s when the A.L. Williams insurance company was very prominent. You'd be at Jiffy Lube getting an oil change, and the guy who's working on your car says, oh, yeah, by the way, let me sell you life insurance. And then he'll say, well, let me sell you some perfume. And all of these different things, because he or she was a jack of, they were a jack of all trades, but a master of none. So I didn't feel comfortable, because when he or she no longer was selling Mary Kay or no longer working at Jiffy Lube, who would I go back to find the support, to provide the information? I wanted a dedicated individual who only focused on dentistry, who only focused on working on cars, who only focused on and made a good living at building houses. I didn't want him to be totally multifaceted, although I don't want to limit you from your capabilities, but I wanted a concentrated effort when it came to an expertise that was dealing with me and my life's investment. So I shied away from those kind of people. And at one time I was that. I was a jack of all trades and master of none. And I realized that I wasn't fulfilling my dream or fully being in the capacity to serve people, to provide them with the information, the nourishment, and the support that they need, because I was too busy spread all over the place. And, in fact, I made less money than what I thought I was earning. So, again, it has been a struggle this last year and a half. And even prior to that, when the economy changed, I saw the dynamics change. I saw our climate change. And I tried to hurry up and secure other avenues to make sure that financially me and my family would be okay. But even in this time, I am still hopefully optimistic on what tomorrow's future will hold. As I said, I'm living my dream. The fruits of my labor has not yet come to fruition, but it's on its way. I can see and smell the harvest. I can see the dawning of a new day and the greatness of an opportunity. But again, I'm investing in myself and in others, because I want more people surrounding me and me surrounding others of like mind who believe that there is a tomorrow who believes and knows that there is greater opportunity that lies ahead, even there in the midst of darkness, because they believe in a higher being and they know the universe and God will supply all of their needs and have already done so. And we must just be patient. Now, the time that I spent in Disney was wonderful and much of an expense. But much of the expense was offset because my mother-in-law works for Disney, so we got discounts. But an expense nonetheless. The cruise had been paid for through systematic payments across a monthly time span, so it wasn't all just done at once. But again, an expense nonetheless. See, by doing it in that manner and finding opportunities, whether you have to use free internet, whether you have to use coupons to buy your eggs and milk today, or you know a friend who knows a friend who has an opportunity available to utilize their resources that they're not using at the time, to enjoy yourself, it's a benefit. And with the right attitudes, you can accomplish whatever you set your mind to do, whatever your heart's desire. That vacation, where to me at the top of the year, was inconceivable. It was something that we couldn't do unless I had additional book sales or speaking engagements paid, that is, that would be able to offset some of the expense. But because of my wife's determination and her understanding that you do have to renew your mind, you do have to relax, you do have to take time to see your vision. Because oftentimes when you're in the mess, you can't see how great it is. You can't see the opportunities. You can't see that you're under so much stress and so much pressure. And she doesn't fully understand what this vacation meant to me. She doesn't fully understand why I'm in awe and enamored by the things that took place and watching my kids enjoy. Because where I come from, people didn't do what I just did. I don't know anyone in my family who's ever taken a 13-day vacation who has did what they did and what we did in such a short period of time. And whether it's 3 days or 13 days or a month, you and I and all the ones who are listening to the sound of my voice, you deserve it. You need that opportunity to detox, to decompress, and to reconnect with what's important to you, what your real values are. And I say to everyone, please do. Take that time. See, for me, this journey that I'm on, the innovation and the creation of my book and the branding of myself as a public speaker and being able to inspire others came about through imagination and a lot of determination. And as if anyone has heard me speak here before, much of this came out of favor of God, because if I had to write the script, it would have been totally different. I would be on a whole nother track, even though my vision and my dream would be the same, but I'd be down somewhere. I'm trying to take the A train north, and I'm down somewhere taking the B train south. But because I stayed still and listened to the small, still voice inside of me that gave me direction, that gave me instructions, even without a blueprint, I took hold of that, and I became the owner of those attributes, of that information, of those opportunities. Because, like I said, I never wrote a love letter, so it was never my intention to write a book. But I was looking for a greater opportunity. I was looking for change, and I was determined and relentless and in my pursuit of happiness. And to be able to inspire others, to tell them, in spite of my financial concerns and my struggles right now, in spite of my upbringing and where I came from, in spite of not liking some of the aspects of who my character is, either because of my genes or because of what I envision, I still believe. I still wholeheartedly feel that this is a great world. I'm optimistic in thinking that we can overcome and we can achieve and we can accomplish anything that we believe. And that's what Disney did for me. You know, as my family enjoyed their stay at Disney and aboard that cruise, I could not help but think of everything else that went behind the scenes to make this happen. See, as a businessman, I was able to see the retail side of Disney, of the cruise, of McDonald's. They they sell probably more retail items, T-shirts, trinkets, and everything else, than they sell cruises and or than they sell, you know, just even access and admission to the park. As a visionary and as an entrepreneur, I'm able to see the vision. And as a man who still has childlike tendencies and young children of my own, I'm able to see the limited possibilities of what your imagination can create. I'm standing in awe continuously on how Walt Disney himself brought his dream to visible manifestation. See, most people don't realize Walt Disney's animation wasn't initially Mickey Mouse. He had another mouse that actually had long ears. And if you go back to the black and white photos and the black and white cartoons, you can see that. Many people may not even remember that. But that was his initial animation. And the studios actually stole that idea right from up under his nose, had him sign a contract that he didn't even know he was signing. His business was going down. He was facing bankruptcy. But he reinvented himself. He recreated something, and he created Mickey Mouse. And Mickey Mouse, that drawing, that determination, gives way to so many things today. It affords people of all ages, of all nationalities, of all intellect to enjoy life. So I'm watching and I'm looking at, because I look at the detail, because the devil's in the details. If I look at the details and how, if he has a theme of Alice in Wonderland in a store, everything, light fixtures, hanging ornaments, everything is replicated of Alice in Wonderland. How many people on this call today have that much detail? Are that thorough in their vision? That thorough in their dream? And allow themselves or allowing themselves to bask in the moment and take advantage of every opportunity. See, this trip, not only did I have a lot of R&R, I mean reading and reflecting, I mean reconnecting and relating. I mean building relationships and restoring and renewing my faith in what I'm doing. It showed me that, again, anything and everything is possible, and you can bring your dreams to visible manifestation even when it seems impossible, even when I didn't know where the money was going to come from for this event, for this type of vacation, even when I knew in August I had 3 children's birthday, knowing that in September we were going to start a new school year, that means school supplies and clothes, and how I was going to be able to manage that, you know, mentally. Again, my wife is the primary breadwinner as it stands today, but she knows and supports my dream, and if this dream comes true, that she would no longer have to do the things that she's doing. We would no longer have to be in this crunch, because there will be greater and larger things afforded to us, because she also sees the vision. Now, I've always been someone with an attitude of gratitude. I'm thankful for everything that someone does for me. I must ask you listeners, are you the same? When was the last time you told your spouse, thank you for all that you do? Or share it with your children, thank you for the joy and the love that they bring in your life and their existence. Thanking someone for holding a door that you're about to walk through, or someone for creating an avenue that you didn't know one day would benefit you. I continuously say thank you and show my appreciation for everything, and oftentimes people don't understand why. As a farmer, think about this. Every year, they have to replant their crops. And if one year they had a drought and they got defeated and said, I'm not going to plant this year because last year was a drought, they may not have a new harvest. If the year before they got flooded, they would not have a new harvest. But the relentless pursuit of happiness for those farmers each and every year, at almost a clockwork, they're planting the harvest in anticipation of a good growth. And if they have a full crop this year, they're thanking God for the soil that nurtured and brought those items to fruition. And if they have a half a crop, they do the same, because that, again, was a blessing that was sent to them that they didn't have to have. But because of their imagination and their initiative, they were able to bring that harvest to fruition. And I think so many of us kind of miss it. We miss that we need to say thank you for the little things because the great things are going to come. And if we don't have appreciation or an attitude of gratitude, we're lost. And I think we're lost most of the time because we don't have the imagination or the innovation to bring things such as Disney to life, to allow that child inside of you, that girl who's 10 years old who still wants to play double dutch, or that boy who wants to run down the street like an banshee. We've buried those people. We've hidden them. We don't show that side of us anymore because it's not appropriate. It's not politically correct. We look like a fool if we were at the boardroom table and we just started screaming and jumping up and down and dancing to a James Brown song in our mind. But sometimes we need to just be that ridiculous and let loose all of that energy so that we can be more creative, more innovative, using our imagination and being able to do what I did and what others are doing on a regular basis. Because what I did this week, I discovered there's so many of us who are not afforded this opportunity. That boat was full of first-time people who were cruising, first-time people who had went to Walt Disney World. And some of these people were 8 years old, and some of them were 80. I've always told people my children would never be in a limousine for the first time going to my funeral. I'm going to show them what that feels like beforehand. I don't want anybody praising me, giving me accolades and pats on the back when I'm gone. Give me my day, my sunshine, and my roses while I'm alive. So as you did, Coach, this morning, you jumped up in anticipation. You threw back the covers because you thought today was going to be a greater opportunity than what yesterday presented. And for so many of our listeners, they feel the same way. But by noon, by the time the first cup of coffee wears off, by the time the boss gets in their face, by the time that they contacted a vendor for their business and the vendor still hasn't responded back, they feel defeated. I say, let this be no more. This is the reason we have Wednesday midweek inspiration. And Wednesday is kind of a metaphor. Wednesday is at 12 o'clock, in my opinion. It's that right before lunch. It's that I'm going to make one more call to make my dream come true. It's one more thing I'm going to complete on my desk. But you know what? 1 o'clock comes too quickly. And now we're tired. We're lethargic. We're stuffed from lunch and all the garbage that came with it, from the naysayers, from the critics, from the gossipers in the office, or from the spouses and the friends who don't understand that you are a visionary and that you have a dream. This is the reason for midweek inspiration. This is the reason that we get up and do what we do on a regular basis to bring back that inspiration, to motivate people who may have gone astray, who feel beat up, who feel despondent, who feel that no one understands them and others can't relate to why they want to do what they want to do and what the burning desire is inside. So I say again, have an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful for everything that you do. You know, I found it more importantly during this vacation to stop and say thanks just for what had happened, for the opportunity, for the people I met, for the things that I saw. I not only thank the man above, but I said thank you to my wife for her support and for making such a trip happen. Now, the funny thing, and almost the conclusion of the trip, my son allowed me to appreciate life even greater and what I'm doing for myself, for them, and with others. My appreciation was heightened, magnified on the very last day. This is when I heard my 5-year-old son tell his 10-year-old sister, and I quote, "Hey, listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something. And it's true because Daddy said it." So, you know, Daddy said it, so, you know, I'm going to, you know, perk up my ear, but I'm not going to turn around because I don't want to disrupt this moment. I don't know what's going to come, but I'm listening. He said, "Because Daddy said it. He says if you want to be something that you're not, you got to go to it, and you got to tell people what you want to be, then you'll become it." And it's true, because he said it. Now, my 5-year-old son, nonetheless, that very moment made everything worth it. That very moment released all the stress that led up to that moment and to that trip and to the great time that we had. That moment was priceless. But it taught me a valuable lesson. It taught me that all that I've tried to do is worth it. It showed me that my temporary struggles and the uncertainty of what tomorrow will bring was worth it. This gave me a renewed sense of fulfillment and optimism. Coach, you don't know how overwhelming that was to me, because I'm saying these things because I believe them to be true, and I try to work within the realm of truth principles and to share that with my children, because I don't believe, because of their age, that there's an intellectual gaze that says now that you're 10, you can understand this. If a person's been talking, they can walk, they can receive, they can conceive, they can understand. And I don't want to wait till they're 18 to now start teaching them truth principles and morals and mores and values, because if you instill them in that early in life, if you demonstrate what you believe, see, children know what we believe in. They know when we won't disconnect from the TV and the telephone to engage and share with them where our belief system is at, where we truly put our belief, because it's obviously not in them. But he let me know that the time that I'm spending not producing a steady income to pursue my dream and create and develop legacies that will live far beyond me, that they will be able to share in, it was worth it. The nights and days that I'm here with my three children, with my family, jogging with them, walking with them, talking with them, telling them the fundamentals of life, he let me know at that very moment it was worth it. If I would have died that very moment, I would have died a happy man. Not fulfilled, because I got a lot more in me, but I would have died a happy man. And I wish that more people can experience that moment. That was more priceless than anything else we did, any of the pictures that I will remember of that time and that day and that moment. But someone who was so committed and had such conviction because Daddy said it, and I know it to be true. So I ask my listeners, are we ready to challenge ourselves? Are we ready to channel the energy and the time and the sacrifice it's going to take to make your dreams come true? To hear your child argue with somebody on a playground to say, you know what, my mama said that, and that's true. I'm not going to go against what our beliefs are. See, so often we look at the fruit of what's going on. We look at the fruit and these gangbangers and these drug dealers and violence and domestic or teen violence. But we don't look at the tree, because, see, the tree only going to bear certain kind of fruit. And if you have a situation where things are bad, what fruit is your tree producing? Because there is no tree in the world that has ever been planted as an apple tree and grew grapes. It doesn't happen. So what you want for your life, your world, and your affair, you have to plant the right seeds. And that's why I go back to asking people, buy my book. Purchase La Lisa book. Go to conventions. Buy CDs. Turn off the TV at night watching gore and despicable behavior and content, and throw on something that will resonate in your mind as you sleep, so that you wake up, just like Coach La Lisa did, and jump out of bed, hurling yourself to the bathroom, thrusting yourself to greater opportunities. Are we ready to really challenge our energies and do things on an optimum level? Because what I did last week should not be, it should only be the standard. It should be the norm. It should not be the exception. This is year 2010, and we're still complaining about what didn't happen yesterday and last week, and we've had so many opportunities to be greater. We had so many opportunities to challenge ourselves, and sometimes we talk ourselves in and out of great things. We convince ourselves, yeah, we can do it, and we didn't tell ourselves, no, we can't. Get rid of that toxic behavior. I ask everyone today to not say one more negative thing about yourself. That's despicable. That's actually a slap and a slander to the great creator, because he only created what was good. If you feel that your hair is balding, say, but I still have all my teeth. If you feel that you overate this weekend like maybe I did, be glad that you took the stairs as opposed to the elevator when you went to work on Monday. If you couldn't get that front spot at the parking lot of the mall, be thankful that you had money to even go to the mall. Look at the positive. Accentuate the positive and just throw away the negative. We can't continuously work in this vacuum. I went there as an open vessel, and I became full. There were so many people who went on their trip and on their cruise, and some of the baggage they brought with them on that cruise. See, I believe in leaving junk at the front door. I believe in putting garbage in the garbage can. I'm not going to carry it with me. So whatever was going on at home, whatever your makeup and whoever you were, I believe in stripping yourself to avail yourself to all the opportunities of this new venture, this new place that you're going to go to. I want to see what all the culture of Europe has to offer. I really, you know, don't want to go to Europe, Bangladesh, or any other place in life and find a McDonald's. I could find that on my street corner right here in the neighborhood. I want to go and enjoy what that culture has to offer. I don't want universal oneness with everything in my life, although I do want universal oneness with the people, the spirit. I want us to have a harmonious balance with nature, that we can now conduct ourselves and realize what is going on immediately and appreciate the vastness and the great dynamics of who we are. We are the perfect machine. We heal ourselves. We know when we need rest. We reinvent, reinvigorate, redirect. All we need to do now is reconnect. Reconnect to what is important. Reconnect to what our purpose is, what our true purpose is. Don't let it be skewed. Don't work overtime because you want a new car. And now once you get that new car, you're still working overtime. That's contradictory to what you said. Stop and reconnect and redevelop. Use your imagination. Take the initiative and become innovative.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Mr. Walker, you said some powerful things here today. And I know, to those of you who are listening, that you are inspired. You were motivated, and that you are empowered. It's nothing like, you know, that's really an explosive combination: motivation, inspiration, and empowerment. There's not a whole lot of places you're going to be able to get all three in one felt swoop.
Correct.
Just, you know, I believe, Mr. Walker, I believe that's why so many people are calling into the show and tuning in at 7 a.m., okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about that's really going the extra mile. Would you not agree?
No, I do. I really do, and that's why I say at the top of the hour, every time we're on the phone, every time we're on the show, I thank you, because these people can be someplace else doing something else other than getting this information and receiving what we're trying to do. There's a viral video going around where a gentleman is talking to some teens, and he's giving them a demonstration. He's telling them that someone approached this rich man and said, I want to be successful like you. And the guy said, okay, well, meet me at the beach at 4 o'clock in the morning. Beach, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not trying to be, you know, a swimmer. I don't want to surf. You know, I want to be successful like you. Well, be there at 4 o'clock in the morning if that's what you want to be. He meets the gentleman at 4 o'clock in the morning, fully dressed. The gentleman said, okay, walk in the water with me. He said, I'm not trying to be a lifeguard. I want to be, you have me at 4 o'clock in the morning talking about walking in some water. I'm fully clothed. He said, if you want to be successful, walk in this water. He kept encouraging the boy to walk in the water deeper and deeper and deeper until the water was at his chin. He then jumped on this young man and held his head down to the point where he almost passed out. Then he brought him back up. He said, now tell me, what is it that you were thinking, the one thing, when I was holding you down? He said, I just want to breathe. He said, well, when you want success just as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll become successful. And this, I say this because this is a parent, this is as significant as what our callers do when they chime in at 7 o'clock in the morning. They're telling me they want success just as much as they want to breathe, because there's a whole lot of excuses at 7 o'clock on what people could be doing, but not enough reason for those who are really saying they want to achieve. This is a great time. When we first talked and you said, you know, Versi, 7:30, I texted you back and said, 7:30 a.m. or 7:30 p.m.? You said a.m. I said, oh, great, I'm there. Because I know so many other people would have been like, 7:30 in the morning. You know what I'm doing at 7:30? I'm catching some Z's. I'm drinking my first coffee. I'm just getting out of bed. You could have told me 5:30, Coach, and I would have been on this show.
I believe
there's
that.
Not, right, and there's not a time that you can tell me that I won't make the time to try to make this happen. Because I want success just as bad as I want to breathe. And success for me is far different than anybody else. And as I told you before, it's not the monetary. It's not the conspicuous consumption. It is not the trappings of success. As I just mentioned, what my 5-year-old son said to me, he answered so many of my prayers when he told my 10-year-old girl. My 10-year-old girl would have said the same thing to her older sister, because this is what I work towards. So I'm having nightmares at night to what will my children contribute to this great world as they get older. He allowed me to lay my mind at rest. I'm not done. I'm not done filling this vessel. I'm not talking more into him and anyone else who's willing to listen. But he answered my prayers. That was success to me in action. That was principle being demonstrated through the words in the mouth of a 5-year-old. It let me know that, again, I've got one more Wednesday to reach out. I got one more day to make connections. I got one more time to continuously dream and believe. So
awesome.
You're right. It's a testament to our listeners. It's
it is.
A testament to you.
It is. And I know the time goes by so quickly. But you know what? I just thank you again for being here this Wednesday and for all that you're doing. Thanks to Coach K and thanks to Minister Pat and all those in the chat room. Thanks to you who are listening by telephone and to you who will tune back into the archive. Listen to the show, be empowered, understanding you have power to make things happen in your life. Don't let anyone take your power. You have to stay motivated. Motivation is elusive to a lot of people. They can't figure out how to get motivated or how to stay motivated. Also, to be inspired, meaning that you are actually willing to get up and go and do what you are learning. You need that inspiration. You need somebody to spark it for you, set it off. And that's what's been done here today. So we thank you, Coach. It's the end of the show. I'm going to hit the road, but we'll be back tomorrow. Coach, you know you're always welcome to tune in. You don't have to wait for Wednesday. You know, you can pop in at any time. It's not a problem. And I know some other people will probably
great.
Tuning in. This has been Coach Elisa. Also, Mr. Coach, motivational speaker, author, Versi L. Walker, talking about innovation and imagination. Go out there, imagine it, make it happen, see it, and go after it like it is so real. Like it, knock on that door, talk to that salesperson, talk to that boss, throw caution to the wind, as my mother would say. Yes, go ahead. You have nothing to lose.
There you go. There you go. As usual, again, thank everyone and go out today and make a day a fearless one.
And for some of you, many of you, you can also follow up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other ways, so it doesn't have to be the end. If you need motivation later on today, go to Mr. Versi Walker's Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page. You can call. It's going to be a great, awesome day. And just always remember that you are on your way, not only to the top, but over the top. And me and Mr. Walker, we'll see you there.
Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.